Savard ends up icing this puck now with 7 seconds to go. Detroit with an offensive zone faceoff.
The 70 once again. It's Evans. It's Larkin. Big drop. Left of Caden Primo. Bell Center comes alive. Faceoff. Back to Gostisbehere. Up top. Perron shoots. Score!
Wow!
They did it again!
Oh my
Detroit
God!
Detroit stays alive! Unbelievable!
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was another amazing night of Red Wings hockey. You feel like you're robbed of something. It's really disappointing. It really is. I mean, it's great to get a win. It's great to get the 2 points you needed. But in the end, you come up short. This is why during the season, and I'm mixed here. I sometimes get a little confused. I'll tell people all the time when they'll say, you know, those are the games you got to win. And I'll say, it's a long season. You got to be careful. But back when they lost to Arizona in back-to-back games, yeah, people begrudgingly upset about that, and rightfully so. That's a good reason why you should be. Last night is a good reason why people back when they lost, when they went through a tough stretch in March, you remember it, right? This team had it. Shouldn't say they had it. This team was in a prime position to do what they were supposed to do. They were in a prime position to reach the postseason. And instead, they went through that lull. You remember it. They had a 7-game losing streak. They lost to the Islanders 5-3. They got shut out by the Panthers 4-0. They lost in Colorado 7-2. They lost to Arizona 4-0. They lost to Las Vegas Golden Knights 5-3. Lost to the Sabres 7-3. Lost at home to Phoenix or Arizona 4-1. That's the stretch that really killed this team. Welcome to X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan. Ben's our producer. I'm Shep. 866-838-4843. The call you just heard on TSN, courtesy of TSN, David Perron scoring with 3.3 seconds remaining. It was unbelievable. The last two nights of hockey, I don't care who they're playing, okay? Doesn't matter that it's Montreal. I wouldn't care if it were Boston or Montreal. I wouldn't care if it was Vancouver or Montreal. And Vancouver just wrapped up their division last night. All that matters is the action and the passion and the result. And you had it last night. You had great end-to-end action last two nights. You had incredible desperation and passion by Detroit, and you got the result you wanted and needed. Another 5-4 win, this time in a shootout, not an overtime. Every game against Montreal going to overtime. But Detroit comes up short. They tie for the final wild card spot in the East, but they lose the tiebreaker to Washington because of what we said yesterday. What did we say? Regulation wins, the RW. This season, I don't know if you want to call it a lost season. You can use whatever words you want. I consider it a slight disappointment. And here's why. And people were pushing back a little bit with me on X because I said it's disappointing. I said this yesterday. Folks, don't you think your expectations change? Because mine do, and mine did with this team. Originally, because the East is so loaded, because the East is so good, when you have teams like Boston, and you have teams like Florida, And I think Carolina's a good team. Toronto's got great speed. I think Tampa's a good team. When you have teams like that, it's tough to navigate through. And, of course, the Rangers. So I didn't think, especially because of Detroit's, you know, because of the division. The Atlantic division is tough. Florida, Boston, Toronto, Tampa. Buffalo's gotten better. Originally, you think going in, they're probably not ready. But then as you watch the team play, absolutely, you feel like, yeah, they can compete. That was my feeling anyway. And then it gets justified as the season goes later and progresses. And then before that spell in March, they lose, Dylan Larkin to 14 games. They lose 7 in a row. Then you wonder which team you're watching. You go through that emotional roller coaster, not just in a game, but in a season. And because hockey and basketball are 82 games, and it can be a longer season, baseball especially, when you get double the amount of games, 162, you really get to wonder a little bit about, what am I seeing here? Which team is it? What do I trust? I trusted when that team was healthy, and they've had injuries to key guys throughout. I get it. I mean, Mo Sider played every game this year for a second straight season. I understand that, you know, things like that happen. I just felt like this team was ready to get there. But then that 7-game losing streak, and then you start to doubt what you originally thought and originally were witnessing. So last night I said on X, a little disappointing. Do you miss the playoff streak now? Because I was hosting this show 8 years ago, and people were constantly calling and saying, I'm tired of the playoff streak. Why are people always talking about a 25-year playoff streak? Excuse me. And I said, because it's something you should be proud of. That is something that gets you excited. Knowing you're going to be in the playoffs, giving yourself a chance, you're damn right. People responded, I don't miss the playoff streak. This is from Nick. Because Ken Holland used it as an excuse not to start rebuilding sooner, and it ultimately cost the team. I don't think he used it as an excuse. General managers do what they can to make the playoffs and give their team a chance to be successful. It just didn't happen. Nobody knows how long a rebuild is going to take. And before you jump in and say, well, it's 5 years. No, that's not necessarily true. There's plenty of teams that have been rebuilding, and it takes longer than 5 years. Now, there are other teams where the rebuild can go shorter. But things can happen so quickly. I read to you yesterday, if you were listening throughout the great state of Michigan, you heard the point total that you needed or should have expected to reach the playoffs based on the last couple of years. And a few couple of years ago, Columbus was the second wild card. Well, Columbus this year finished last in the Metro and had the second fewest points in the conference. That's how challenging it can be. Our phone number, 866-838-4843. You can also text us, text Sports Radio to 21,000. We're on throughout the great state of Michigan. We'll get to some more responses from X last night after what I tweeted regarding the Red Wings game. We'll continue to go over that, get you caught up on some of the other news that took place in sports. Always look forward to your conversations, your questions, and your comments here on X's and Bros throughout the great state of Michigan.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Back with you on X's and Bros. Doesn't matter where you're listening. You could be in Flint on WTRX Sports Extra 1330 AM. Maybe in Cadillac on WKAD, the ticket 93.7 FM. Our major hub, WMAX 96.1 FM, the game in Grand Rapids. Up in Grayling and Gaylord, WGRY 101.1 FM. Up North Sports Radio before you get ready to hit the tees, perhaps. In the Tri-City area of Midland, Saginaw, Bay City, WLUN 100.9 FM, The Mitt. Maybe in beautiful Petoskey and Charlevoix, WMBN 104.7 FM, 1340 AM, The Ticket in northern Michigan. Or up in the gorgeous countryside of Traverse City, WKAD 93.7 FM, The Ticket. A lot of different places you can watch and listen to us on X's and Bros and, of course, The Huge Show Monday through Friday. We're on from 6 until 9, and ways you can get involved in the program. The phone number, 866-838-4843, and the text line, Sports Radio to 21,000. Then we dive in to your comments. We're talking about the Red Wings' victory last night, but the loss on the season. Because Washington won 2-1 over Philly last night. John Tortorella had to pull his goalie with a buck 40 left. He did so because his team had to win in regulation. The game was tied at 1. He pulled his goalies so they could get the victory and stay alive in the postseason. He had known Detroit was going to overtime. He pulled his goalie. TJ Oshie scores an empty netter. Alex Ovechkin, TJ Oshie, two big guys for them. Both of them score in the 2-1 win. They solidify the number 2 wild card in the Eastern Conference. Despite the same number of points as Detroit, it also makes the Pittsburgh game tonight moot for the Penguins. 91 points. I heard Chris Osgood say on the postgame show on Ballet last night, it exceeded expectations. At the beginning of the year, it did. At the beginning of the year, you and I thought, I don't think so. But as the season went on, don't tell me you didn't change your expectations. And that's okay, because when you add guys like Patrick Kane and you do some of the things that you've done and see the improvement that you've seen, it's going to change your expectations. Isn't that what happens in sports? When you see a good team starting to come together, don't you start to go, maybe I was wrong. Maybe this team's better. Maybe they can make that jump. What's wrong with that? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think we set our expectations too damn low. In Detroit, In the state of Michigan, I think we set our expectations too damn low. I think we are satisfied with progress. And I know it depends on the team. If this were the Pistons, it would be different. If I told you, and I read off the names before the season began of who was going to be on this team and their accomplishments of what they've done with other teams, your expectations would be, you know what? Forget about where they finished a year ago. I look at who they have. Yes, I expect them to make the postseason. Each year, this team has improved, for the most part, under Steve Yzerman. Okay. At some point, we have to say, gloves are off. I know you want to compete for a postseason berth every single year, and that's what you're building toward. But address the needs. 26th in goals against. And really good points by Larry Murphy and Chris Osgood and Mickey Redmond last night. It's not just defensemen. It's an entire five-man unit. You're not going to outscore your mistakes. Yes, they lost Rasmussen. Yes, they lost Larkin. Yes, they lost Kane for a little bit. You've got the makings of what is a playoff contending team. Sprinkle in a couple of needs, specifically goaltending. I didn't think Reimer was terrible last night. But you need guys who can take care of business on a regular basis. You want a guy who's going to be in there on a regular basis. Got to get hot when they're at the right time, too. The reason Washington reaches, they allowed 9 goals over their last 6 games. In other words, Charlie Lindgren stood on his head. He won it for them. Phone numbers, 866-838-4843. To what I tweeted on X last night regarding this team, my disappointment, slight disappointment, and are you missing the playoff streak now? Joey the Hack tweeted at me, nope, the last 4 or 5 years of the streak were artificial. They had no chance of a long playoff run and mortgaged their future by trading young guys for washed-up vets, just to say they had a streak. Thus, they are still several years away. They've missed the playoffs 8 consecutive seasons, and this guy thinks they're still several years away. How do you read several? At least 3. A couple is 2, a few is 3. Several might be even more than 3, but I'll give them at least 3. In other words, you're saying the rebuild's 8 years? It doesn't always have to mean that you've got 22 and 24-year-olds on the ice on every line, you know. As far as the streak being artificial, and I'm wondering, the young talent you traded away, who do you believe that is? Who's the guy you traded away that makes you go, I wish I had him back? Because there are certain players, even after that, that you traded away too, that some people may have wished you still had. For example, I'm not saying I definitely want this guy, but Nick Jensen. And he's a guy on Washington who patrols their blue line. And they use him quite a bit. And he's a pretty good player. Don tweeted at me and said, what's incredible is the media, until the last 3 weeks, hardly even talk hockey. They all jump on the bandwagon. Hockey used to be discussed for 30 minutes a week. It's a great point. I think there's a lot of people who do not talk hockey, even still. For example, I've got one good friend. He's really good at talking hockey. He watches it religiously. He'll watch that before the NBA. He'll watch it before baseball. That's what he wants. Okay, that's great. In order for you to talk hockey, though, you know, you have to enjoy the sport. You have to watch it, and you have to be able to carry it. You have to be able to talk about it without phone calls and without texts and without tweets and things of that nature. Just not many members of the media do that. Why is that? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think they know it. I don't think they take an interest in it, and I don't think they know it. The easy thing to do is talk hoops, and now at this time of the year, baseball, and let's dive into the NFL. That's kind of what it is. I enjoyed talking hockey. I think there are certain teams I really like watching. I like watching Winnipeg a lot. I think Kyle Connor is an outstanding player. I think Connor Hellebuyck's a hell of a goalie. I love watching Toronto. Not great defensively, outstanding offensively. Love watching Edmonton. Am I caught up in offense? Yeah, a little bit. Admittedly so. I think the Rangers are the most balanced team. Vegas would scare me if I had to play them because of their pedigree. I think Vancouver's underrated. I think Colorado's super dangerous. Really love what they have. There's some really good teams out there. You got to get engaged with it. It's hard for people to do that. Not to mention the fact that they probably didn't play it growing up. So we gravitate toward things that we're used to, that we know, that we played. It's getting a little better, I suppose, but not good enough. 866-838-4843. Quick timeout here on X's and Bros, then back with you around the great state of Michigan.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
June 23rd, the world's most notorious rock band is coming to Soaring Eagle Casino. Motley Crue. The Crue. Part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets start at $54 and are on sale now at the box office and online at etix.com. Party hard, then take a ride on the wild side. Motley Crue. Sunday, June 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Savard ends up icing this puck now with 7 seconds to go. Detroit with an offensive zone faceoff.
The 70 once again. It's Evans. It's Larkin. Big drop. Left of Caden Primo. Bell Center comes alive. Faceoff. Back to Gostisbehere. Up top. Rush, who score!
Wow!
They did it again!
Oh my
Detroit
God!
Stays alive! Unbelievable!
Are you kidding me?
That's kind of what I said. That's the broadcast on, is that TSN, Ben, or is that TNT? I think it's TSN, right?
Yeah,
TSN. Anyway, that's what I tweeted out last night. Are you flipping kidding me? Stunning. Wings tied up with 3 seconds left. Absolutely incredible. David Perron with perhaps one of the more thrilling goals within the last 24 hours, just because of what Lucas Raymond did the day before. So many big plays in that game. How about the saves by James Reimer? He had plenty of big saves in that game to keep him in it. Again, I don't think he was, it's not like he was Terry Sawchuk-esque, but he was pretty damn good. And it was a fun watch. I just wish we could watch more of it. I would like to see this team. Not that I think that they would beat the Rangers. No, no, no. Although you never know in hockey. I don't think they have a guy who can steal a series between the pipes. But I would love to see them play them just to get a gauge on how far away this team is. I think you do that in a series. I don't think you can do that necessarily in one game during the season. I think you could do it in a series. How does this team adjust? How do players adjust to the other team? What kind of adjustments are coaches make? I think it tells you a lot about players and coaches when it comes to a quote-unquote measuring stick. Phone number is 866-838-4843. Unfortunately, we're not going to get that chance. And it has nothing to do with last night or the night before. It had to do with that seven-game losing streak that allowed, as much as anything else, it allowed teams like Washington, teams like Pittsburgh, back into the fray, into the playoff hunt. The Islanders? Hell, the Islanders were, like, forgotten and left for dead. And look what the Islanders were able to do. They climb not back in it. They don't just climb back in it. They finish third in the Metro. So the phone number on X's and Bros, 866-838-4843. Ben, I know we got a text, right?
Yeah.
Who texted us and what did they got to say?
Freddie. And he says, Raymond and Sider are fun to watch for years to come. Do you think Yzerman has to get his Kenny Rogers, meaning pushing them to number two at their position until they fully grow into number ones and winning on a yearly basis?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Freddie. Thanks for the text. I think Sider is a top pairing defenseman. I'm not going to try to convince you that he's a one overall. Because here's what I oftentimes what we'll do is we'll use a measuring stick of somebody we know in the same uniform in the same town on the same team. And everybody measured against Nick Lidstrom is just not fair because he's arguably the greatest defenseman of all time. So I would say no. I don't know, but I think he's a top pairing defenseman. I'm really excited about Edvinson moving forward. Raymond is a top six forward. He is. Is he a, I think the bigger question we have to ask ourselves, is he a top line forward? And I think there's too often we get wrapped up. I'm as guilty as anybody. We get wrapped up in our own guys, protecting them and boasting about them. And Lucas Raymond has 31 goals. That's impressive. A career high. Dylan Larkin has 33 goals, a career high. That's really cool. But here's what I would ask you. And I had this debate with a friend of mine when we went to the Wings and Avs game earlier this year. He said to me, Dylan Larkin's pretty good but he's not a number one center. And I like Dylan Larkin a lot. He's the favorite guy I like watching on the Red Wings. I think he's all out all the time. And it's a really good debate because he's ours, right? So you're protective of him. Here's what I would ask you. Look at the other players at their positions. Not always fair because they play with better line mates, but the line of Larkin and Raymond and DeBrincat is pretty good, don't you think? Yes or no? Absolutely. Okay. Is Dylan Larkin Austin Matthews? He's a better defensive player than Austin Matthews, but offensively he's not. Is he better than Sam Reinhart in Florida, who scored his 57th goal last night? No. Nathan MacKinnon? No. Braden Point? No. Sidney Crosby? No. Leo Dreisaitl? No. Steven Stamkos? JT Miller. JT Miller's a second-line center for Vancouver. And JT Miller's got 37 goals and 103 points. Those are the things that I kind of look at. All right? I try to measure guys. And again, I'm not saying it's all fair. I'm not saying that it's a fair comparison. I'm just looking at certain players. I like Lucas Raymond a lot. Would you rather have him or Brady Tkachuk? I'm just looking at left wings now, okay? I mean, I could use the comparison of Artemi Panarin. He's the first-line center for the best team in the East. And he's got 49, 50 goals, something like that. Fair? How about Kyle Connor? Want me to bring it closer to home? Kyle Connor, who's from the state of Michigan, played at the University of Michigan, plays for Winnipeg. He's their first-line left winger. Who would you rather have? And he's a young guy. So that's kind of how I look at it, fair or unfair to you. Do I think they can grow and get better? Yeah. At some point, everybody tops off. At some point, you have a limit. Although perhaps some people might have thought that about Austin Matthews, who's got 69 goals. I think they have one more game, right, Ben? Yeah, one more game to try and get 70. I think there's only two players who have ever scored their 70th goal in their final game, and I think it was Mario Lemieux and Brett Hull. But that's how I gauge it. That's how I look at it. It's not a knock on the guys that the Red Wings have. I just want you to compare them appropriately. So when you're looking at certain players and they wear the Red Wing winged sweater, try to separate yourself from being a Red Wings fan for a moment and looking at it objectively. Yes, I like Mo Sider. Yes, I think he's a first-line defenseman. Yes, I like Dylan Larkin. Yes, I like Lucas Raymond. I would like them a lot more if they were second-line players. That's a lot to ask for. Do the Red Wings have a first-line center in their system? I don't believe they do. Do they have a first-line left winger in their system? Not sure that they do. So that's the trouble you run into. It's not a knock. I would tell you this. You guys have heard of Zach Hyman, right? Yes. Okay. Zach Hyman played at the University of Michigan. Zach Hyman's a really good hockey player. I mean, he's got 54 goals this year. You know that? He plays with Connor McDavid, so that helps. He was in Toronto, and he was a good player there. He wasn't a great player there. He's a fifth-round pick out of the University of Michigan by Florida and played his first, what, 8 years, I think? 7 years, 6 years in Toronto, never scored more than 21 goals with the Leafs. He goes to Edmonton, he scores 27, he scores 36, now he's got 54. You think it matters that Zach Hyman plays on a line with Connor McDavid? You damn right he does. That's a huge factor, without a doubt. Phone number is 866-838-4843. When I tweeted that out last night, I got this from Terry. Good comment. This season is a disappointment because it wastes another year off of Larkin's career. They also didn't take advantage of the great position they put themselves in. Fans say we'll be in the playoffs next year. To say that, I say nothing is guaranteed. Amen. It's a great point. Don't think that just because you made the playoffs or were close to the playoffs this year that you're going to make it next year. Says who? What if you're going to get injured? I don't take any of that stuff for granted. And quite honestly, neither should you. I'll use the example again. It's the second time I use it this morning. 2 years ago in the NHL. Or was it 3 years ago that I said it yesterday? Yeah, it was 2019. 2019, the Columbus Blue Jackets were the second wild card. They were 47 wins and 98 points. That's better than the Red Wings this year, folks. 47 wins, 98 points. This year, Columbus, 27 wins, 66 points. You do not know. Let's go to the phone lines at 866-838-4843. Ben, who's on the line with us?
GB Ritz from Grand Rapids.
Nice. GB, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Shep. Good to have you back on the show. Good to talk
to you,
my man.
Great to talk to you.
You know, thanks. Haven't talked to you since you went on to the Tiger broadcasting. So it's been, what, 5 or 6 years now? So
yes, it has. Yep.
Good to have you back. I echo that sentiment that nothing is guaranteed going into next year because they put themselves in a prime position to lock down one of the playoff spots. If not even finishing third at one point, they were really nip and tuck with Toronto and Tampa Bay. The experience pulled away in both of those two clubs. They went on to make the playoffs and distance themselves. But boy, to any fan that says, "Well, we weren't supposed to be here," and even Coach Lalonde was putting this out there, and I'm going, why aren't your expectations changing? Why aren't you saying, yes, we're gunning for the playoffs now? That really upset me to hear that from the head coach, that he's not expressing a little attitude change towards the season. He came out and says, well, I hope Vegas has lost a lot of money because I know they didn't think we were supposed to be here and blah, blah, blah. I'm going, well, push the club then. You know, I'm very disappointed at the outcome of this season. So, of course, you know, I'm a hockey nut anyway. So,
good for you. I'm glad you're disappointed. I think you should be disappointed. I think it's okay because that means you have high expectations. Did you see the post-game interview with Dylan Larkin? You don't think Dylan Larkin was disappointed? Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
he said afterwards.
Well, I could not see it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's okay. No, I apologize. I didn't mean to step on you there. He said afterwards on how sad and how gut-wrenching this is. He said, we're pretty sad in here. Just to see it come to an end, it's very sad. It's very hard. They expected to make it. He was emotional last night.
Yes. I think they gelled just a little too late down the stretch. I mean, if they would have had this push in their jump in their step 10 games ago, I think they make them. It just seemed like a couple of those games, and after the 60-game mark, boy, a couple of those games, they just came out and they showed up late. They did not come out at the start of the game, and they were already behind 2 or 3 to nothing. And in those games, they didn't come back. Like, they were fortunate enough to come back the last couple nights. And I don't know if that's coaching. I don't know if it's on the players. I think it's like a 45-55 split. You put the big number where you want, but whether it's all on the coaches or all on the players, it's a team effort, and the team did not come through in that stretch, and so maybe
I think a little bit, you know, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. Thanks for the phone call, GB Ritz. It's always good to visit with you. Have a great day and a great week. If I don't talk to you again. You look at the close games, and there were a lot of them. You know, they lose a 4-3 game to the Rangers down the stretch. They lose a 2-1 game to Washington down the stretch. They lose a 6-5 or 5-4 to Pittsburgh down the stretch. And then the last three games, all one-goal games, they win them all against Toronto, against Montreal. But gelling, I don't know if I can quite go that far with the gelling aspect of it. You know, when you lose 4 straight, who do they lose to? They lost to Nashville, Washington. The last 2 losses to Washington obviously killed them. You know, you're looking at 4 points right there because they were regulation losses. But they lost to Nashville. They lost to Washington. They lost to Florida and Carolina. They lost to Carolina as well. A 4-0 loss to Carolina. So those are granted, obviously, when you lose like that, you don't think you're gelling, right? I don't know if that's the reason why. I mean, they had won the previous two games to that. They beat the Islanders and they beat the Blue Jackets. So were they gelling there? Were they gelling against the Sabres when they beat them 3-1? Not when they lost during the seven-game slide, but when they beat them? I don't know, man. I'm not sure about the gelling aspect. When a team is together for 82, training camp for the most part, because Patrick Kane came on late, training camp, preseason, regular season, and for the most part, you have pretty much the same team. I think they gelled. I think they know one another. It's whether or not they're making the key plays down the stretch to win. And I just don't believe they have the goaltending that it takes to win on a regular basis. I think that was one of their biggest problems. Now, I would keep in mind, we are talking about the slimmest of margins here because we went to the tiebreaker in regulation wins. In fairness to Detroit, they did have 41 victories. You know, is it progress? Yes. It doesn't. I mean, they have more wins than the Islanders, and the Islanders finished third in the Metro. They only have one more point than Detroit. And in fact, they only had one more regulation win than Detroit. But it doesn't matter. The Wings aren't in that division. But it shows you just how difficult, how close it can be. People in St. Louis are saying the same thing, folks. They had 91 points, too. They just finished 6 points back of the final wild card. They're looking at the East and going, we would have had some really important games down the stretch had we played in the East. These are the things that happen in the beautiful game of hockey. It's great to talk to you. Great to get your texts at Sports Radio to 21,000 and jump on board in the conversation. It's great to get your phone calls, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843 on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in, and also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to The Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the huge NFL draft watch party Thursday, April 25th. 5th in Detroit.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.